This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And able, for sure, with broadcasters of great note, if you will. What's the note? Law. Jennifer, you want to hit your note?
I prefer the law.
Fa. Okay, so we have law. We have fa, la, and blah.
T, your T.
Yeah, right. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. All right. Well, enough of the singing lesson, although I think that we should have some nice love music for Valentine's Day. That's coming up. We all know Valentine's is something. I know I sound like a real old jerk when I talk about how men are always expected to give to the women.
Yep.
Women don't give anything to the men. What
do
they
give? Give it up. We give you a kid. We take care of you. We take care of the house. And I know those are still old-fashioned gender roles, but it happens a lot more than the other way around. So suck it up, buttercup, and smile and hand out.
Suck it up. All right, Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirzner is here. Doug Steffen is here. Harry Styles won the top prize album of the year, artist of the year at the Brit Awards. Nobody seemed to be paying any attention to that while the Super Bowl was on, but I thought I would mention it.
What was he wearing?
What does it matter?
I don't know. I think I'm too old for Harry Styles now. I don't know. Something about that outfit he wore at the Grammys where he looked like a... Yeti? Yeah, no, they didn't have
the other one.
The sparkling, onesie with the frame. He looked like, I don't know.
He had, these low-cut overall kind of situation happening. Honestly, it doesn't matter. And I feel like Olivia Wilde and I are the same age, so he's not too young for me.
I just feel like his fashion is too, I don't mean he's too young necessarily, because, hello, why would you ever give up on that, ladies? But, just the fashion, I think he's just way too cool for me, or way too...
What about something. Too old? When do women give up on guys because they're too old? Yeah,
old are
see?
You?
Think of Thanks for asking. All right, let's get to some of the popular stories of the day here, the situation with whatever it is that flew or has been flying over North America. The general overseeing airspace says that after all these shoot downs, he's not ruling out aliens.
I hope so. That would make me feel better than China, actually. I'd rather have it be a Martian or something.
I think probably not.
Can we talk about how crazy this is?
Yeah,
that
sure.
They're not even going to let us know about the first balloon, and they're going to let it sail across the entire country, and then they shoot it down, and now they've shot, how many more down? And now Justin Trudeau,
five.
Who hasn't shot anything in his life, is shooting stuff down?
Uh-huh.
Well, he hires us to do it.
And then the one over Lake Michigan, there was something over Lake Michigan, but the airspace over Lake Michigan was shut down, and then that shutdown was canceled with zero explanation what any of it was about.
I want to know what's going on here.
And did you hear that one of the things they recovered from the ocean, can't remember if we talked about this all together or not, but when they pulled some of that balloon out of the ocean, some of it had English writing on it. So now they're concerned that an American company is providing parts for these balloons. And the first balloon, when they pulled it out, they said that... it's from a company, China, everything in China's military. People pretend they have some businesses and stuff.
No.
So this one company.
We're funding it all.
is officially, air quotes, private, but they are united essentially with the Chinese military. And they sell these balloons on the on a website where they show them floating over, I think, 40 countries. So this is not new. This has been happening forever, and we're just finding out about it.
Well, because the government doesn't think that you're mature enough to be able to handle it, or, as I have suggested before, not to make it political, but Biden, it would seem, he's, without being forthright, the rumors about his son and the connection with China, all they do is add fuel to those fires by not saying anything.
Right.
And so it makes them look worse than they already look in terms of being weak.
And even more than Biden, because I think the evidence is presenting itself quite heavily that there is something going on with that family and how they are enriching themselves.
Yeah,
but what disturbs me is the reports early on, and I think they gave up a little too much more than they thought, when they said that the generals, remember? The generals came out, it was at the Pentagon, and said, oh, well, these balloons flew over during the Trump administration, too. And then everybody in the Trump administration said, no, those never flew over. We were never briefed on that. So then that tells me that the Biden administration was lying about that to cover themselves, or these balloons were flying over, and they didn't want to tell Trump because they thought Trump would say shoot it down, which might cause a war. And then you've got a really big problem because now you've got the Pentagon and these people like Mark Milley deciding things instead of the president. And is he on the line then? Is he compromised? It's just, it's really... really disturbing.
There was a, speaking of disturbing or lack thereof, this is actually decent or interesting news out of China. The suggestion that sea life is rebounding around the planet. Apparently there was, and this is back to the, you know, the whole business of fossil fuels and fossils in general, the research that's being done on fossils around the planet by various governments suggests that sea life is rebounding from the extinction problems that they've had for the past million years or so.
Okay.
The sea life is coming back much more quickly than previously believed. Remember, well, you don't remember. Well, yeah, well, you were here when Roberta was here, right, Jennifer?
Right.
You were
mm-hmm.
part of it, yeah. Roberta was a big diver, or still is. Roberta Fasinelli, who had been part of this program for a dozen years, she is a big diver, and she used to go coral diving and was talking early on about how the coral reefs were all dying. And now, apparently, in the last 3 or 4 years, they've come back big time in many areas, especially in the Caribbean. So, as much as we talk, and we ought to talk, about ships at sea that are throwing crap into the water, whatever is going on, it does seem that there is rejuvenation. And I don't know, but I think I would like to underscore what I've been saying. Mother Nature is going to take care of Mother Nature.
Yeah.
We can
She's
do
more powerful
what
than
we do.
Are.
Of course she is.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. So you can say, you can join the religious festivities at the altar of climate change or whatever it is that you want to do, buy an electric car and be foolish. If you want to buy an electric car, that's great. Buy an electric car. But don't think you're doing anything to save the planet, because you're not. In fact, you may be contributing more problems, but the guys who are selling these cars are not going to tell you that. I was in my friend who has now a Range Rover dealership. They sell Jaguars and Range Rovers together around the country. So I was out in Albany. I was in New York on Saturday bringing stuff out to an auction. And I stopped by the dealership, and there were Jaguars in. But apparently Jaguars are being sold discounted. So if you like that kind of luxury, you want to buy a cheap Jaguar, they're selling them because they want to get rid of all of them that they have. Over the next 2 years, you won't find any Jaguars for sale anywhere because they're retooling the plant in England to make Jaguars. They're all going to be electric. In 2 years, when they start production, you'll not be able to find a gas-powered Jaguar. Every Jaguar sold around the world, excuse me, will be electric. So this gives you an idea of how far, how deep, how inculcated this whole psychology of saving the planet has gone when they changed the production line of an entire line of cars to be electric. And then my friend who runs the dealership said, but nobody's talking about the batteries. What are we going to do with the batteries? Which is my point exactly, plus the fact that the power that comes to run these cars, going back to the fossil fuel stuff, it's all oil and gas and who knows, coal in some places, so come on.
Well, and the powering of these, that's where I question, because don't they need to set up the infrastructure for public charging stations, but then also yep. what goes into people who want to add those their own personal private charging stations in their home, in their garage?
Yeah, good luck getting...
You can, but it taxes yeah. the power grid, and we rely yeah. on China for all the batteries and all the stuff that goes into charging these things.
That's really frustrating. Okay. Speaking of frustrating, the mayor of New York has come out publicly suggesting that we need to return to a COVID mandate. He was blasting people that live in the city who, he said, quote, want to do whatever they want to do. Do you realize how out of step that is with
That's
what the public
We've been
actually,
wanting to do that for a long
yeah,
time.
Right, yeah.
Welcome to the program.
It is just amazing how out of step. I don't know that much about this guy.
This happened in L.A. Yeah. too, though. Would you know we're still under a COVID emergency in California?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And we will be until the end of the month. And mm-hmm. Los Angeles is, it's just, I don't know, it's insane. And then, I don't know if I told you guys this, but California, totally crazy with the COVID handling. In Los Angeles, they closed down all the restaurants. And then when they allowed them to reopen, they said, well, you have to have patios or you can't reopen. It has to be outside dining. So restaurants paid all this money to set up their patios. And now the city is saying, well, since the COVID emergency is going to expire at the end of February, well, now you have to pay the city $20,000 for a permit if you want to keep your patio. Minimum of $20,000, depending on the size of the restaurant, the size of the outdoor space.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. 20 grand after yeah. you have to just be forced into it. How about that?
All right. How many people are going to go out and buy things? It's President's Day next Monday, right? Isn't that next Monday?
Huh? It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, President's Sale, the big event starts this week. Save up to $500 on all of these products. What? What are we going to... I love shopping.
Tell me more.
What Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. What the hell is... What is buying new furniture got to do with the presidents? And the big car sales,
right.
too, right?
You use the money with their faces on it to buy the stuff, you see?
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay. I guess that's probably true. How about if I use Susan B. Anthony's quarter to pay for it instead?
If it makes you happy.
Right. How many quarters would it take to buy a car? There's something to work on. It's 18 after. This is a good day.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought I'd care about gardening until I bought a house in the suburbs. But now I find myself in conversations about liquid fertilizer, and I wonder, am I the fertilizer guy now? No way. Everyone knows the ratio between phosphorus and nitrogen, right? Yeah, I'm still totally cool.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three after the hour now. For those of you who are amateurs and you want to become pros, all you have to do is dial us up at 855-999-DUG, or as Jennifer refers to it, it's 999, as if she were a
999. Just remember
999.
Herman Cain.
999. Where did Herman Cain go? He would have been a good president.
He is now dead, actually.
Yeah, I know he is. 855-99. Thanks for the good news, Jennifer.
Yeah, I like him, too.
I did, too. All right, so shall we get through the number once? All right, Jay.
Yes.
855. We could do this, of course. I can do the first three numbers. You can do the second three numbers. Jennifer can do the last four numbers.
You're telling us, can I get through the number one time, and you interrupted yourself.
I know. I've always been good at that, Jennifer. You know that. 855-999-DUG. That's how you reach us. Or if you're interested in social media commentary, where we have much more action there, Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. A lot of buzz about Britney Spears and her medical issues, more complicated, if you will, than fans realize, as there's more concern for her. She needs intervention again. Yes? No? Is that
her? This is what I was worried about, because I love Britney, and I feel so bad that she was under the thumb of her dad for such a long time and all of that. Mm. But just to celebrate willy-nilly, like, hey, she's free, and not acknowledging that maybe she might have needed some additional help.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could tell. I had to stop following her on Instagram because I was just... That spaced out look and the dancing and everything, I was like, this is just, it's a lot. I can't do it.
It does get to a certain point. And there's been a lot of the rumors that there was this public spat between she and her husband, her and her husband, and...
The rumors of a divorce already?
And then people were invading her space while she's just trying to go out and about, and there was supposed to be an intervention last week, and then it didn't happen. It was deemed unnecessary, but she is starting to work with a doctor again, and sources close to her are saying that... Yeah, her medical issues are far more complex than just fans or anybody outside of the inner circle know about. It's not as bad as it needs to be under. She needs to be under a conservatorship. It's nothing like that. But she does, like, these are real things she is battling, and they should be acknowledged as such. And she needs to get help.
Well, she's a good example of how we do not deal well with mental health issues in this country, and there's still that whisper, oh man, look at that, she's got something wrong with her.
She hasn't, correct me if I'm wrong, Jen, you might know, she hasn't been diagnosed, or it's not public knowledge that she's been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. That's one of the speculations.
I think everybody just guesses
but how many other celebrities are there that have acknowledged a bipolar disorder diagnosis or DID or something like that?
In general.
They do seek help, and they're open to talking about it.
The husband says, my wife is in full control of her life and will continue to make all decisions involving her care regardless of circumstances. So, okay. But there is a focus on it for sure. People are talking about it. But I wonder if the focus is appropriate. That would be my comment or my question or my concern. There are people who, it's like being in a circus, and this is in the zoo, and Brittany is behind in a cage somewhere. Everybody's walking by gawking at her and pointing fingers at her.
Every time she leaves the house, it's like she can't even just go out and enjoy a meal.
All right, the Chris Stapleton National Anthem. He seemed to be so emotional about it, as he left, he was crying.
Some of the players were crying as he was performing the National Anthem. Did you see that? Really touching moment.
Yeah. Well, so maybe that's what we need, those sort of touching moments.
It was pretty and pure and simple. It was really good.
Yeah. One of the fellows on the air said, he was listening to America the Beautiful, had been played at some point, and he said, that's really our national anthem, and I think that's true. It is. That's a great song, America the Beautiful. It's 28 after on the Beautiful Good Day program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A fourth object has been shot down over the United States and Canada airspace in recent days. The latest one was over the Great Lakes on Sunday. Former NATO commander James Stravaitis on MSNBC.
You know, the first time somebody shoots at you, it's happenstance. The second time, it's coincidence. The third time, it's enemy action. We're on round four here. I think without question, this is provocation, probably from China, maybe a little Russia thrown in.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles delivered an epic finish to Super Bowl 57 on Sunday. It took place at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. The Chiefs won 38-35 on a field goal with seconds remaining in the game. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes on Fox Sports.
I told y'all this week there's nothing else will keep me off that football field, and I just want to shout out my teammates, man. We challenged each other. It took everybody to win this football game.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Responding to the day good, right? The question of this hour is, what's tomorrow? What's the day after? What are we doing with our lives? Listen, we can reflect on all kinds of things. I want to know up in the sky. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a balloon. It's the, this is the laugh of the day, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria. Wait a minute, what did I do?
Old habits die.
Oh, my God. Jay Kushner, Jennifer Horn, the Duggar, China.
China.
Accuses us of flying balloons across their airspace.
We're just checking on the weather.
Oh, my God.
I wish I was in the balloon business, because apparently it's very lucrative.
Yeah. So they are complaining about our balloons flying across their airspace after we shoot down how many spy balloons or whatever the hell?
A bunch. Yeah.
All over the place, from Alaska to South Carolina. There have been 10 times, apparently, now as it's leaking out, that these balloons or whatever these objects are have been flying over Canadian airspace, our airspace, down in Brazil. There are all of them. Well, there were 6 of them that were sighted last week. So are these happening just now all of a sudden? Or is somebody waking up? Or finally, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah,
and they have to do something.
Anymore.
Huh?
4 shootdowns in 8 days. I mean, come on. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Well, of course, we're going to believe the Chinese complaining about us flying our balloons across. That we're always doing. They're doing it. We're doing it. Who knows who else is doing it, trying to get whatever you can get on the other guy.
Disturbing.
What a waste.
It takes like a farmer in Montana to go, there's a spy balloon up there, guys. Like,
right, yeah.
If not for that guy who was out there looking up at the sky, I don't know that we'd even be having
it. You don't know it. Right. Okay, here's the conversation. Get ready for Galentine's Day.
Ooh,
this is Valentine's week. According to the sitcom Parks and Recreation, Amy Poehler's character used to refer to it as Galentine's Day.
Is that where it started? I wondered where it came from.
I thought it started before then. Really?
Yeah.
Apparently it started there. They refer to it as the friendship version of Valentine's Day, a time to celebrate platonic love before the traditional day of romance. So, some of the ways, how would you show love to your friends? Well, Jennifer and Jay show love to each other all the time. Wonderful, warm conversation. Sometimes it could be that simple, right? What else can you do to...
I usually buy a card or like a little gift for some of my friends as well. I've always done that, though. Just a little... I mean, it's not like Christmas. It's not like you're going to get a ton of gifts. But like this weekend, I guess I can tell you because, you know, this past weekend I was visiting my uncle and we went into this cute little boutique and they have this really cute little sparkly bracelet. I'm like, oh, it's $14. I thought, this is perfect. My mom gets that for Valentine's Day.
Really?
You know, it's not too much, but it's just a little something fun and cute and better than candy.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is the best time of the year for you to get hired if you're looking for a new job. Anybody out there, do we have those Indeed commercials, James, still playing, or what's the other one?
No, we had a couple of them. ZipRecruiter.
Okay. It was Indeed before, now it's ZipRecruiter. Here we go.
Right.
Back and forth. But this is, according to the experts, quote unquote, whoever they are, where, don't you love that? Unnamed sources are, they speak on terms of anonymity. Say that again, Doug. How about anonymity? Aluminium. Unga bunga lunga. So, at any rate, there's all of that going on. Plus, a continuing focus on the situation in Turkey, where the rescues continue.
Awful.
The miracle is they found a 7-month-old baby in the rubble. A week after? When it was a week ago. I think it's been a week, right?
Yeah, right.
The baby still alive. And it's just, it really is a miracle that they're still making rescues. It's not solely recovery.
Well, yeah, there's a 7-month-old baby they found, a 12-year-old girl they found, a 13-year-old as well, in among all of the thousands and tens of thousands of people who have died. I think at this point you're not going to find too many people that are still breathing in the air.
down there. And then there's the story of what they're going to do for the corruption. The president, we are, you know, what's his name, Erdogan, something like that?
Erdogan,
yeah. He admitted that his government has been a little short on responsibility when it comes to making sure buildings that have been rebuilt since the 1999 earthquake met the code. Apparently, they don't meet the code. And so that's the, you know, that's one of the, this is the problem. It's human nature to be corrupt, I guess. It's just one of the things that happens.
That's for power and money.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They won't get caught or they won't get busted.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, here's a good story about cake for kids. You've heard cars for kids. Now there's a new nonprofit that bakes birthday cakes for at-risk children.
That's cool.
This is very nice. I think this is one of those sweet things. The children, I'm looking at a little girl who has no parents. She's getting one of these cakes, and she burst into tears. It's the sweetest thing you can find. What you should do is just Google cakes for kids. K-A, they use the K thing. A cake, no, it's C-A-K-E, four, the number four in kids, K-I-D-S. And you see these pictures of all these wonderful youngsters who have no family. This has been around since 2010. I did not know it. It started in Sunnyvale, California, Jennifer, with a bunch of volunteers baking 13 cakes for a couple of agencies in that community that supported youngsters who had no families. I think what we don't understand or don't know, maybe it's because we don't choose to know, how many young people have no parents? How many people, hundreds if not thousands, apparently this outfit's made 3,000 custom cakes in the past year, and they bring them to the youngsters. Some of the kids don't even know when their birthdays are. They don't have birth certificates. And so how do you know whether you're 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old? That's how sad. So imagine not know. My father went through his whole life and didn't know what his birthday was. His mother died when he was young. His father ran off and married somebody else. He was an orphan. Never knew what it was either May 4th or May 5th. And it wasn't until my wife, who wasn't my wife at the time, but still very much a part of the family, my father had not gotten along with her ever. He thought she was, when she divorced
me. I can't imagine that. I cannot imagine.
My father not getting along with Tony?
Yeah. She's because I didn't know your dad, but Tony was just such a sweet person, at least I thought.
So anyway, on the occasion of his 88th birthday, I think it was. It was 88 or 89. Tony did the research. She spent 3 days trying to find out when my father was born and actually found a birth certificate for him and gave it to him. My father was never the same with Tony after that. And you know, you see these sorts of things, but thinking about it, it seemed when you look back at the events of the past century or so, the flu epidemic in 1916, 17, and 18 that killed so many people, including my grandmother, my father's mother, and what happened with the people who came over. Let's go even further. Let's go back to the 19th century, or you go back to in time. Birth certificates are something that started with the Industrial Revolution. Before that, your guess was as good as mine.
Yes.
Right? But the family didn't have any records. They didn't know. Most everybody was born at home, right? And so they didn't keep records. There were no certificates of birth or anything like that. So fast forward to today and think about these youngsters who come from homes where the parents are either drug addicts or maybe the woman was impregnated and she didn't want the child, so she dropped it off at the fire station or whatever it is. But it's something I just thought that when I saw that, I ought to spend a little bit of time talking about how wonderful that sort of thing is. So congratulations to them. A big boo for American Airlines. How do you run into a shuttle bus? This is LAX over the weekend. This is the third time there's been a mishap with an American plane over the past month. So this plane collided with a bus. Now, if you know LAX...
And the plane was being towed.
Yeah. Right.
It was empty. They're bringing it up to the. There's a hangar up at the end of the line of terminals where the big American thing where they service the planes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the plane was there, and it was dragged into the bus. So that there were four people taken to the hospital. None of them had life-threatening injuries. But just think about it for a second. How clueless can they be? And they're supposed to have, you know, they're beside the ground control talking to pilots. There's a whole system of ground communication, because if we look at an airport as busy as LAX and you see all the planes going into buses everywhere and, you know, and the stuff that services the planes, they're all over the place. So how do they keep from running into each other? They all have walkie-talkies, and there's another tower that you don't see that's directing all the ground traffic. So somebody clearly is out to lunch.
Went to the bathroom. Well, it's a bathroom break.
Right. Yeah. Right.
This is the third mishap within a month for commercial planes.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
What is going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not paying attention to business. I mean, how many times do I, in the course of a month, I'm in and out of LAX four times, in, out. And, you know, you look at, most of the time when I land, it's dark. So I don't pay as much attention, but when you're taking off and it's light, you look around at all of this stuff. And I don't think LAX is any different than any other big Hartsfield in Atlanta's busiest airport in the world, Chicago O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, that ridiculous excuse for an airport out in Denver, Washington, the smaller airports like LaGuardia and Reagan, where there's hardly enough runway to actually land the plane. And you wonder, you know, you see them getting busier and busier and busier. This sort of thing needs a, well, maybe it's back to having bad management, not having good leadership. You know, I mean, what else could it be under the circumstances? Let's see, as long as we're in the transportation business, here's this bus driver, Pierre Saint-Amand, who deliberately drove his bus into a nursery school during a morning drop-off. This is a nursery school up in Quebec. Two children were killed. First-degree murder has been the charge against him. What pathetic thing is going on in your mind? Or how are they so badly training these bus drivers and not knowing? I mean, everybody's desperate.
This was deliberate. Yeah, this was deliberate.
Yeah, this was deliberate. Yeah. Right. Exactly. The driver got out of the bus after he did the crash and took off his clothes and ran around
oh,
naked.
That's nice.
What kind of... And these people are driving school buses?
Oh, gosh.
Huh? Hey. Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh. Oh, golly. At 48 after, this is a good day.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought about space in my cramped apartment, but in this house, all I see is empty space. A sofa and ottoman look like tiny islands in a sea of hardwood floors. I could get two ottomans in the living room, but then I'd need another sofa. I could tell people I'm into minimalism.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay and Jennifer and Tom Kreitler, who's here, the host of the co-host, actually, of the nationally syndicated home improvement program, The Money Pit. There are all kinds of things going on, including National Home Warranty Day, reminding us to protect the vital appliances and components of our homes. So, Tommy the K, is this a ripoff? Is this legitimate? Are these things, if you buy, you know, when you go buy a new refrigerator, you buy a television, or you buy something, they'll always ask you, do you want our home protection plan? It's another $99. I say to them, I have walked away from people who are trying to sell me an extended warranty. Basically, that tells me that what they're selling me is crap.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. You know, it really is annoying with the number of things that they try to sell you warranties on, you know.
Yeah.
You buy a can opener for $20. Do you want the warranty? It's only $10 more. No.
Yeah.
I want a can opener
to work. That's a washer, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, hot water heaters, garage door openers, you name it. All these home warranties, come on.
I completely agree with you. But you know, Doug, talking about warranties, there is a couple of things to learn here. If you're going to buy an appliance, you know, there is a built-in warranty, but the problem is by the time it breaks down, people forget, when did I buy it? Is it covered? This, that. What I do is I take the instructions that always comes with it, right? And I take my receipt and I staple it inside the instruction. and then I throw it in a folder. And this way, if the thing breaks down, I know when I bought it, I got the receipt right there, and I have half a chance of getting a warranty coverage on it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't have that information, you know, they kind of play that game. They go, oh, who's going to keep that receipt? You know,
yeah,
right. For a year or whatever it is.
Exactly.
And, no receipt? Oh, well, sorry, no warranty.
No. Right, see you later. I was looking at an overview of home projects that go wrong. People who do, the most popular home improvements like redoing your garage. Apparently, that's one of the things that people do wrong over and over and over. Is that because the contractors are not reputable, or is it because there's so many different things to do? What are your thoughts on doing garage improvements?
Well, you know, when you say garage improvements, I'll tell you one garage improvement that people get wrong all the time, and that's when they convert it to be living space. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this improvement done. They take a garage, and they think that if you're just going to close the door, lock it in place, throw a fake wall behind it, that you can call that living space.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what you're doing is detracting from the value of your home by doing that. It is possible to take a garage and convert it to living space, but you got to go all the way. You got to take the door out. You got to build up part of the foundation at the front so the wall aligns. You got to level the floor because a lot of slabs are pitched correctly so any water that gets in drains out. And you got to think about heating and cooling and all that sort of thing. You know, it's a sort of addition where maybe there's a few of the building components that are there, but there needs to be some others, like I said.
Well, I'm looking at people who, a couple of guys in my neighborhood installed pizza ovens. I don't know what the heck they did that for, but apparently this is a very dangerous because there's so much heat that's attached to it, right? You can't just plug them in. They need more power, and they are also something, if you start a fire with your pizza oven, insurance is probably not going to pay for it.
Yeah, I'd imagine not, although they do cover accidental fires. I will say, though, you're absolutely right. We just got a pizza oven. Our kids gave us one. They gave us one over the holidays, and we've been enjoying it. But ours is natural gas, propane, so we keep it outside and we use it outside. But man, I got to tell you, it gets really, really hot.
I would bet.
The first time I cooked a calzone in it, I set it on fire.
No, really? Good for you, Tom.
Yeah, the calzone, not the house.
No, okay, thank you. That's good to know. So under the circumstances, though, whether people realize that you live in an older home, which you probably rewired, but a lot of older homes like yours have the old system of wiring that doesn't have a ground, and there are, you know, I can't begin to imagine how do you replace all those wires in the wall when you need to.
Well, right. I mean, first of all, you can replace your main panel, and then when you run new circuits, you always run them with new wiring down back to that newer panel. But most of the time, even with older wiring, if it is fused correctly, even if you have the old fuses, then it's going to be safe. A lot of folks don't have the right size fuses, and the wires overheat.
Yeah, wow. We've got to be careful about that sort of thing. If you want to know what's going on, go to moneypit.com. Get all the information that's there, their podcast, the newsletter, and the shows themselves. Tom Kreidler with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.